The National World War II Museum here in New Orleans, we began as the D-Day Museum, by an act of Congress in 2003, our designation was changed to the nation's World War II Museum. So we've gone from telling one day's story to having to tell the entirety of the war. So we've obviously had to expand. We showcase the contributions of minorities, African Americans, women, Japanese Americans. In our exhibits, we have a P-51 Mustang in our museum, painted up with red tails markings as an honorarium to the Tuskegee Airmen. Also, the Red Ball Express's name, just as it lent itself to any fast-moving convoys across Europe during World War II, we take the name now for our traveling mobile outreach program that travels out to schools, community centers, and libraries around the New Orleans area, delivering curriculum based programs about World War II, but also character building and team building as well. What we have at the museum, we have not just a museum building, we have a museum campus, a mixture of different buildings, each with a different focus. Our main building, the Louisiana Memorial Pavilion, focuses on our main exhibits on the Normandy campaign and the war in the Pacific. And that is also intermixed with observation decks, large macro artifacts like our tanks and jeeps and half tracks. And then in our newer buildings, we have the building we just opened in January, the U.S. Freedom Pavilion, the Boeing Center. That houses all of our iconic aircraft, where we have six World War II planes hanging on four floors that people can go view these iconic planes on, including a B-17 bomber. And this is a mixture of interactives, lots of touch screens, a Medal of Honor wall where you can learn about each and every one of the Medal of Honor recipients in World War II, sorted by state, branch of service, and even read their Medal of Honor citations. We have two restaurants at the museum, one more of a sit-down casual experience, one more sort of burgers and fries. We have, to honor Hollywood's contributions and the USO's contributions to entertaining the troops during World War II, we have a stage door canteen where we have live music and live 40s-based theatrical performances. And then we also have our 4D experience, Beyond All Boundaries, with Tom Hanks, that is really one of our signatures and should not be missed.